The scenes from dueling statehouse rallies last week were stark. On one side was a crowd of about 125 people urging tolerance and acceptance of more Syrian refugees. They carried signs stating, "Fear is not leadership," and invoking the religious tolerance preached by our state's founder, Roger Williams. On the other side was a smaller group of about 40 people worried about admitting refugees. They carried signs saying, quote, "No radical Islamists in Rhode Island," and, quote, "Rhode Island has too many homeless and hungry. Help home first." This is a joust between order and justice. As is often the case, there's a kernel of truth in what both sides say. In the aftermath of the Paris terror, there may well be a need for Western societies to sacrifice some of our cherished liberties, at least in the short run, for the sake of security. There isn't a system in a free country for vetting immigrants that will be fail-safe. Yet in the case of refugees escaping war-ravaged Syria, Rhode Islanders should heed our history and prudently open our hearts and homes to our fellow humans. After initially acting more out of caution than courage, Governor Gina Raimondo has embraced compassion. She said, quote, "People are afraid, I understand that." But she added, "At the same time as we focus on our security, we must not lose sight that these are families desperately fleeing oppression and terrorism." Rhode Islanders need to shed their amnesia about foreigners that too often these days rears its ugly head. In the myth of nostalgia and family legend, the descendants of European and Canadian immigrants came here legally, stepped off the boat or train into the middle class, and learned English quickly in two-parent families. From the Irish famine in the 19th century on, Rhode Island has opened its doors to the downtrodden from around the globe. Unless you're a Native American, you hail from immigrant stock. Our state once had a sizable Syrian community in the Blackstone Valley, particularly in Central Falls and Pawtucket. The generational ethnic and immigrant waltz that has long defined our corner of New England is what made us what we are today. While our state and country have largely been welcoming to the oppressed, this has not always been true. There was practically no illegal immigration until the 1920s, when the Protestant majority, alarmed over the arrival of so many Roman Catholics from Southern Europe, prevailed upon Congress to shut the door on immigration, particularly from Italy and other Southern European countries. On the cusp of World War II, a depression-racked and isolationist United States barred Jews fleeing Hitler's Europe from settling in our country. This short-sighted policy led to more Holocaust deaths. Some of those who protest the Syrian refugees point to the need to take care of our own homeless and jobless veterans first. That's a serious concern, but where is it decreed that our comparatively wealthy and peaceful nation can't resettle refugees and help our vets? Our struggling state obviously can't spend a lot of taxpayer money to help refugees, but with federal funds and the generosity and help of our citizenry, we can do our part. Wouldn't it be wonderful if every church, synagogue, and mosque in Rhode Island adopted a Syrian family or two? As Raimondo said, quote, "As we approach Thanksgiving, it's a good time to remember how much we have to be thankful for to give back and make our country stronger. Rhode Island will do so with calm and compassion." Do we really want to do any less?